This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. CDOT says a significant chunk of the I-25 expansion project between Denver and Colorado Springs is nearly complete, with the first third opening in November. The agency is widening an 18-mile stretch of the interstate. CDOT's Tamara Rollison says motorists should give each other plenty of space as they navigate the construction zone.
We have found that people driving too closely, that is one of the leading causes of crashes out there in the corridor.
The new lane will be a toll lane that opens in 2022. CU Boulder has reported 385 coronavirus cases since the fall semester began. CPR's Paolo Schalzada reports.
Of the cases reported so far, nearly 70% are among people living off campus. CU contact tracers haven't found outbreaks were caused by in-person classes. Instead, they say there's widespread transmission among sororities, fraternities, and other off-campus housing. The university is warning students that attending a large gathering violates public health orders and may result in probation or suspension. Earlier this month, another university in the state, Colorado College, suspended most in-person classes following an outbreak of cases in on-campus dorms. I'm Paolo Schalzada, CPR News.
A Colorado Springs man has been sentenced to nearly 5 years in federal prison for possessing several homemade bombs. Michael Robert Stevens was originally arrested for driving drunk in a stolen truck in which officers found two pipe bombs and several shotgun shells. This is CPR News.